This is Morning Ireland on RT Radio 1 with Áine Lawler and Mary Wilson. We have the news in detail now from Vivian Traynor.
The operator of Dublin Airport says operations are flowing really well so far today. New measures have been put in place at the airport to avoid a repeat of the chaotic scenes last Sunday. The Dublin Airport Authority says passengers are heeding new advice. From there, Fergal O'Brien reports.
Today represents the busiest day of the June bank holiday weekend at Dublin Airport, with around 100,000 passengers passing through the two terminal buildings, 49,000 on departing flights. Following the delays and long queues last Sunday, which resulted in 1,400 people missing their flights, new arrangements have been put in place for this weekend. Marquees have been erected outside Terminal 1, but while there were some queues early this morning, there are currently no delays in accessing the departures area. DAA says its first early morning wave of departures ran very efficiently this morning as a result of extra staff, the maximum number of security lanes open, and the improvement in the queue management system. As of 7:50, it was taking passengers 15 minutes to get through security in Terminal 1 and 20 minutes in Terminal 2. DAA is reminding passengers only to arrive 2.5 hours before a short-haul flight and 3.5 before a long-haul, but to allow an additional hour to those times if using check-in or bag drop desks.
A search has resumed for a 61-year-old man who went missing while walking in McGillicuddy's Reeks in County Kerry 2 days ago. The alarm was raised after John Dunn from County Tipperary, a regular visitor to the area, failed to return to his accommodation. Kerry Mountain Rescue Team has appealed for anyone who may have seen or spoken to Mr. Dunn on the hills since Wednesday to inform the Gardaí, as it may help to narrow the areas being searched. The US President Joe Biden has made a televised address calling on members of Congress to take immediate action on gun control to tackle gun violence in the United States. His intervention comes after the third mass shooting in the country in as many weeks. Our Washington correspondent, Sean Whelan.
President Biden used a rare primetime address to the nation to call for sweeping changes to America's gun laws, among them a ban on assault weapons, or, failing that, raising the age they can be purchased at to 21, limiting the capacity of magazines such weapons can hold, and more rigorous background checks on prospective gun buyers. The president also criticized Republican senators for blocking even debate on restrictions, saying he found their actions unconscionable. Noting the majority of voters favor some more restrictive measures, Mr. Biden hinted the Democrat Party may try to make gun control an issue in November's congressional elections. The president's intervention comes as a small group of Republican and Democrat senators are working on a compromise measure that may see some restrictions on gun sales passed by the upper house. The talks are described as being at a delicate stage. Sean Whelan, RTE News, Washington.
Students from around the country will take part in a debate on climate action in the Shannon later today. The session in the upper house will also be attended by TDs and senators from the Oireachtas Committee on Environment and Climate Action. Here's Tommy Mescal of our political staff.
Earlier this year, while attending an event to launch the Shannon centenary celebrations, the former President Mary Robinson called on the upper house to take a leading role on climate action. Today, 30 student representatives from the youth organisations Feroiga and Corlin an Óg will take their seats in the Shannon and offer their views on the response to climate change. The session is part of hearings organised by members of the Oireachtas Committee on Environment and Climate Action. It will be opened by Shannon Cathaoirleach Mark Daly and will also be attended by the Minister of State for Biodiversity, Pippa Hackis. The expectation is that this will be the first of a series of engagements involving students in the Shannon Chamber. Tommy Mescal, RT News, Leinster House.
In Britain, Buckingham Palace has said that Queen Elizabeth will not attend a service of thanksgiving today as part of the celebrations marking her Platinum Jubilee. Prince Charles will represent the British monarch at the event, which is being held at St Paul's Cathedral. The statement said that Queen Elizabeth, who is 96, had experienced discomfort at celebrations yesterday. And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Building a new home? Let Grant help you on your heating journey with their home heating design service. Visit grant.eu.
Sunny spells and scattered showers today with fewer showers this evening. Highest temperatures 14 to 17 degrees.